Foundation, we believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Adjusting my mic here, friends.
Those microphones can be such a nuisance.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. Listen to what William Booth said. He said, the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, heaven without hell. Well, that was pretty prophetic, wasn't it?
Look how it bleeds into money without a job, a home without a job, a cell phone without having to work.
A man without a woman.
Oh,
a woman without a man.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's the byproduct afterwards. I mean, you were going back earlier when you were talking about
a man and a woman killed their baby.
Yep.
Yeah.
You were going back to the earlier talking about the fact of, listen, I had sin issues. That's why I went to the Christ, the Savior.
Yeah.
And what does the state set up when you have sin in your society? Well, we've got crooked politicians, therefore we need to bring in a Republican.
Yeah.
No, we need Christ.
That's right.
Oh, we've got these lying, warmongering Republicans, therefore we need a Democrat.
Jake, when you hear that kind of stuff, it just shows you right off the bat, or those that are talking about, oh, Romney was ripped off during the election cycle. Do you know anything about Romney for you to say something stupid like that?
Hey, guys, you
did this. He did in Massachusetts what Obama's doing on a national level. Where the heck are you at?
Hey, remember the statement, hey, guys, you can't hire illegals, man. I'm running for president.
As he has an illegal.
Yeah, that's what he's telling his lawn care people. Hey, guys, you can't hire illegals. I'm running for president here.
He's a plant that made a lot of money is what he is.
Did well.
Let's get back to the topic. ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. Folks, these were the words of Leon Eisenberg, the scientific father of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, in his last interview before his death. Leon Eisenberg made a luxurious living off luxury. Did you like that?
I mean,
I'm all over you when you make a mistake.
That Ritalin thing?
Yes. Do you think maybe because I said the wrong word?
Kicking in or something. What happened when
Leon Eisenberg made a luxurious living off his fictitious disease thanks to pharmaceutical sales? Coincidentally, he received the Ruan Prize for Child and Adolescent Psychiatric Research. He's been a leader in child psychiatry for more than 40 years through his work in pharmacological trials, research teachings, and social policy for his theories. All right, I was stuck there for a minute. Autism and social medicine, according to Psychiatric News. Yes, it's even admitted that they are his theories. The medical industry is using the guise of helping children to depersonalize and disconnect our children from a healthy, normal upbringing. Parents are placing their children on these drugs and subjecting them to what the world has to offer, when in fact all these children are looking for is their parents in hopes of being the blessing that God intended them to be.
That's right.
True that. In the United States, 1 out of 10 boys among 10-year-olds take medication for ADHD on a daily basis. With increasing tendency and with the help of teen screen surveys in public schools, they are attempting to set up the student for the fall. American psychologist Lisa Cosgrove and others reveal the facts in their study, financial ties between DSM-4 panel members and the pharmaceutical industry. Of course. By the way, you can thank the Bushes for that, friends.
Yep.
For those that didn't know.
They like those guys.
Oh, they do. They found out that of the 170 DSM panel members, 56% had one or more financial associations with companies in the pharmaceutical industry. That reminds me of all ties going on in this administration with the media.
Mm-hmm.
Marriages, cousins, and the such.
Sure, as a matter of fact, I've got a couple here.
Oh, okay, but I gotta stay my course. We can hit that right after. 100% of the members of the panels on mood disorders disorders and schizophrenia and other psychotic disorders had financial ties to drug companies.
Sure.
Of course.
Create the problem. Hey, we've got the solution.
Yes. There you go. And they are reaping major benefits off this fictitious disease. For example, the assistant director under the pediatric, oh my gosh. You're kidding me. Psychopharmacology unit at Massachusetts General Hospital and associate professors of psychiatric at Harvard Medical School received $1 million in earnings from drug companies between 2000 and 2007.
What'd they get $1 million for? I don't understand.
Probably because they're just nice guys.
Yeah, charitable.
Lobbies, friends. These are...
Oh. Okay, I see.
Yeah, these are drug dealers, mm-hmm. literally.
Yes,
legalized. These are politicians passing money under the table. Exactly.
Look at the hallucinogens back. I got a comment from Cynthia on our Facebook. I do agree there are many parents and doctors, because you brought up Harvard, parents and doctors who over-medicate or just medicate. There's no need to medicate an ADHD child. My son was diagnosed from Harvard University with having ADHD. He is now 33 years old. I found through diet and discipline that he was able to function normally. Although to this day, he still has problems with his ADHD day with his attention span. Folks, this is normal. It's personality.
Hang on. That's right. That's exactly right. They keep to the ADHD that the founder and the scientific father of ADHD, yep. Listen to what he said. Yep. He lied to you. Mm-hmm. To those that hold to the diagnosis, the false prognostication,
right.
Friends, ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. It does not exist. But she holds to ADHD in her comment? Is she not listening?
That's the thing. There's like two steps. Number one, she won't put drugs on it, but she acknowledges the title. And here's the difficulty. If you don't cut off the title altogether, look, it's a kid. He has behavioral issues. What kid doesn't? You have to train.
Well, as long as she holds to that title that is fictitious, she's opening the door to some mental health.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So, like, when you come out, and that's why you have to cut it off at the root. That's what John the Baptist said, go to the root. When you have ADHD, well, I'm not going to put my kids on drugs, but I'll still acknowledge that it exists. No, you don't, because you leave the door open for the next generation then to walk right through it.
Shut the door. Keep out the devil. Shut the door. Keep the devil in the night. Shut the door. Keep out the devil. Shut the door. Keep the devil in the night.
And everything will be all right.
Well, dude, you're supposed to do your part.
I don't know.
I mean, do you expect me to be the drummer, the bus driver,
the singer,
the overseer, the ministry, the show host?
I'm the support. I'm there for support.
Daddy to five, husband to one.
Glory.
Hey, as a matter of fact, just got a Facebook. Just came in. Denise Wilson, God bless you
Topic.
For the good work you do to the glory of God.
Amen. Mark Andre Gagnon and Joel Lexchin, a longtime researcher of pharmaceutical promotions, performed a study which shows that the United States pharmaceutical industry spent 24.4% of the sales dollars on promotions versus the 13.4% for research and development in 2004.
Say that again, 44 on, what was it, 44?
Okay, 24.4% of the sales dollars on promotion.
Yep. Promotion, so they're promoting with 24% of their dollars.
Yep, versus 13.4% for research and development in 2004.
They're researching less than they're promoting. What is this about?
So this is almost twice as much money on pushing their drugs on the people than research to make sure it's safe. We're going to finish this up right when we come back after this break. Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com or Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook or Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, or follow me on my Twitter account, BradleyDean1. Be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-800-800-8255. 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, right before the break, we were talking about ADHD as a prime example of a fictitious disease, saith the author Leon Eisenberg. And then we were talking about how 24.4% of the sales dollars on promotion versus the 13.4% of research and development in 2004 on antidepressants, friends. This is almost twice as much money on pushing their drugs on the people than research to make sure it was safe. This raises the following questions. Are they safe? Again, let's read the antidepressant black box warning for yourselves. Listen carefully. And you tell me if this sounds like it's safe. Confusion. Depersonalization. Hostility. Hallucinations. Manic reactions. Suicidal ideation. Loss of consciousness. Delusions. Feeling drunk. Alcohol abuse. Homicidal ideation. By the way, a lot of these kids that are on these drugs are accusing people of crimes that were never committed.
Yeah.
For those that didn't know. Now, I got the question that I want to lay to the feet of anybody that still has any questions as to, is this a real diagnosis or is this a false diagnosis? I was just talking to the girls in the back during the break, and we actually had someone here just the other day that was talking about how his son was ADD. Well, I want you to hear again, friends. Why do you hold to the diagnosis that the author denies and says was fictitious? Leon Eisenberg, the scientific father of ADHD, said attention deficit hyperactivity disorder is a fictitious disease. It's like someone that smokes a pack of cigarettes. They're paying $5 a pack for a pack of cigarettes, but there's warnings on the side.
Yeah.
My mom died from smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
The last week of her life, she could barely breathe. It was the sickest thing I've ever been a witness to. It was like, oh my, I mean, you could feel it.
Yeah.
She can't breathe. Her lungs are shutting down, but they do it anyways.
Mm-hmm. Some of them smoke while they're still on oxygen.
My mom did.
That is insane.
You're asking for it.
Yeah.
You can't feel sorry for people when they know the facts and they don't turn. Mm-hmm. You really can't. Why would any parent subject their children to drugs with such dangerous side effects? You know what I've also noticed is people will draw from me because they say that I'm ADHD or I'm ADD or any other diagnosis that the doctor said mm-hmm. or came up with and put me on. Ritalin, others. It's in Vicodin. It's incredible to me.
I remember in school, kids would literally take their whatever those pills were. I don't know what they were, but they would take them and they would sell them as like street drugs.
Yes.
Why? Because of what they produce in the user.
Yeah, they want to. They want to see what kind of a response they can get out of people. Right. Listen to this. Dr. Edward C. Hamlin, a founding member of the Royal College of General Practitioners, listen carefully. In 1998, stated ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. Folks, I never seen this in public schools. I mean, out of the 342 that we have done, of course you're beginning to see it.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, listen, we have these programs, friends, where they're setting the students up for the fall. Yeah. You better bet your bottom dollar there's kickback involved.
Yeah.
It's about follow the money trail.
That's right. Follow the money.
The attention deficit, again, lies in the responsibility of the parents, not the child. Scripture, God the Father, tells us that the parent is to train up a child in the way he or she should go. And when he or she is old, he or she will not depart from it, Proverbs 22:6. Not the other way around. And to take it a step further, what you need to do is you need to go online. We have a video, friends, because it shows you the alarming studies linking antidepressants to mass murder in public schools. You see all these school shootings? See these theater shootings? Mm-hmm. Folks, it's amazing what what information is withheld from you.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they want to do is they want to blame the gun rather than the doctors putting people on through false diagnosis, dangerous antidepressant drugs.
And because these pharmaceutical companies have so much money and they're so tied into the political system now by using that money that they are then protected from the justice system for going in. And like you said, they blame the drug rather than the drugs these students are on.
Let me give you a response. Just got this response from the article. Can you go ahead and post that video?
Yep.
It's called School Shooters and Pharmaceuticals.
And we also have the column, which is just released and will be released all through the weekend. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and it's called ADHD. The father of ADHD calls himself a liar.
Folks, it literally has just, I'm really surprised, the response of this one, because a lot of people are still in the dark concerning these dangerous drugs. Listen to this response. The doctors diagnosed my son with ADD. When he was young and prescribed Ritalin. After seeing how he was downed out by it, I only gave it to him before school to help him calm down. As an adult, after a lifetime of drug abuse, he spent time in jail for making his own methamphetamines. One bad thing led to another, and he finally hung himself after his girlfriend kicked him out. Listen to what he says. I blame the system. You can't blame the system after listening to a radio show like this. You can't blame the system when you read the black box on the drugs that you're putting your children on or yourselves on, friends. Spare yourself and do some homework. Ann Blake Tracy's a friend of ours. Can we get her website up real quick, please? Because if you're on them and you need to get off them, she teaches you systematically how to do that in a healthy way. And I want you to check out her website. Heather's pulling it up for me right now. But listen to this. The doctors diagnosed my son with ADD when he was young and prescribed Ritalin. After seeing how he was downed by it, I only gave it to him before school to help him calm down. Well, folks, you can't sit there and give your kid a can of Mountain Dew or Coca-Cola, have him drink the can of pop, and expect him to sit there and be mellowed and mellow out.
Right.
It's sugar. It's a sugar high. Now, if you give your kid a glass of water and feed him healthy food in the morning, by the way, in Wisconsin, they did just that.
Yeah, at the alternative school.
They changed the dietary plan for the students, friends, and it was dramatic as to the change that came about.
What was that in that video? I think it was Supersize Me, where the kids were
My
the
War
troubled
series.
Kids.
Yes.
Yep, it's in the My War series. That's right. Where the kids are troubled kids. They come in from alternative schools. I taught at one of these schools, too, folks. It is insane how these kids are treated. So they're all on these, you know, they all have behavioral disorder problems and whatever you want to call it. I'm not going to say disorder. Behavioral problems. That's what these kids had. They go into the school. The school takes out all the pop machines. They started giving a balanced diet for lunch. They took out all the candies, all the sugars, et cetera, et cetera. They had a different crowd of kids just by what they fed them and what they drank.
Yep.
That's how you change this. So
crazy?
Think about the opposite of that. You put a man on speed, or you put a man, you have him smoke some dope. Guess what? If he smokes dope, he's going to sit there on the couch like a dope. Why? Because he just reacted to the drugs you put into him.
Well, he's not smoking the dope. The dope's smoking him.
He's getting smoked.
Yeah, that's why they're... Now, folks, that's why they're legalizing home... Or, I'm sorry, that's why they're legalizing marijuana now.
Sure.
You know, medical, for medical reasons, of course.
Just that, man. Just for medical needs, man. So... As you put the good food into the kids, you take out the sugar out of their diet, you have transformed kids. Voila! Of course. But then you have all these marketing companies. Mountain Dew's no different. You think Mountain Dew doesn't want kids drinking Mountain Dew? Oh, they love it with kids because they're the big consumer,
isn't
right?
Isn't there like 33%? Isn't it 33% sugar? And
sure
what are the numbers?
Something.
It's just over the top.
Crazy, I'm sure.
Yeah. There's C5 in there, too, as well.
Teeth.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No, it's bad news. But these companies, if they're going to make money off it, they don't want you quitting. And so, therefore, they want to produce the addictive things in them. And then you have, like with the pharmaceuticals, 24.4% spent on promotion and marketing, while 13% is spent on research. They don't care what it does to your kids, so long as you buy it for your kid.
That's right. And again, let's go back.
Safe to say.
Who are the ones that lowered the law to make these supposedly legal? Go back to the Bushes again, friends.
Yeah.
You ever notice that almost every atrocity committed on the American people, when you go back to the root of where it came from, it seems like George Sr. is almost in every single
one. Yeah, Bushes are around a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
About decades of.
Oh, my gosh. And this country turned after Reagan,
yeah.
By the way.
Talk to
him.
Quickly.
Wow. By the way, Ann Blake Tracy, friends, look her up online. Google her, Ann Blake Tracy. She's one that is a giant. She's actually a part of, like, the Columbine court cases concerning Eric and Dylan Klebold, Dylan Klebold, and she testifies, that's right. She will help you if you're in a particular situation as to what we were talking about and you want to get off them or you know someone that's on them and you want to, get, you know, again, basically wean them off these dangerous drugs. Go to Ann Blake Tracy. Check her out. We also have her message online. It's shop.youcanruninternational.com. shop.youcanruninternational.com. Look for Ann Blake Tracy. And again, it's great information, totally. And it's shocking. She talks about road rage, school shootings, and such. It's
now, you want to talk behavioral problems? It's caused by these drugs, folks. I can speak to it personally. I had a 14-year-old cousin who ended up committing suicide after she was prescribed large doses of Prozac, writing in her diary how she couldn't feel anymore. Her feelings were numbed. Telling her doctor this the whole time, they kept that from her mom, which is my aunt, from her mom. And now, guess what? She doesn't have a daughter anymore because she didn't even see the warnings on this.
Did she get an attorney?
Yes, she did.
Yes, that's a good idea.
And they tried to offer her a payoff.
Yep.
And she told them to stick it where the sun doesn't shine.
That's exactly right. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Gay activist wants much more from the Boy Scouts.
That's right.
What else could they ask for? Maybe the people don't know.
Maybe the children.
Well, we'll share with them next segment.
About the children.
Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Sounds like angry rock to me.
They have a pill for that.
You know, again, I'm sure I've shared this in the past. I can't recollect, but I'll share again. Those drummers and guitar players and bass players are second to none. And they waste their talent on a guy that can't sing to save his life. It sounds like he's in an airplane that's going down in one of those bags.
Something wrong with that man?
You guys can go ahead and fill in the blanks.
Something's wrong with that man.
It just,
that's
wow.
Good.
Yes. Gay activists want much more from Boy Scouts. Of course they do. Mm-hmm. Of course they do.
They just started this and then they're going to stop now.
No.
Right?
We've been blowing this from the top of the rooftops for how long, friends? Brian Rusfield, President Canada Family Action, said they have secret files here in Canada, as they do down there in the United States, of guys that hold or had abused kids that they hadn't reported. There were investigations into the abuse of boys, which never really produced anything in Canada. Of course not. Folks, when you look inside of this administration, there was 5,000 of those that work for the Defense Department in America that were busted in an ICE investigation for downloading child pornography. That's your Defense Department, friends. Of course they've got it going on here. You should see some of the violations taking place here in the Boy Scouts, friends. Those that are responsible here, for example, Scout leader Brett Taylor was charged with more than 30 counts of child molestation and exploitation. He is suspected of molesting at least 10 boys from ages 6 to 9 years old. This was a Boy Scout master, friend.
But let's let homosexuals openly be a part of the Boy Scouts.
And we'll get to that in just a second here. But that's exactly right. David Watkins, a former Boy Scout leader, has been charged with sodomizing a boy under 13 years of age in his troop.
Well, that's great. Then we should definitely let homosexuals openly serve in Boy Scouts.
Yeah, I wonder how that's going to go over with the dads when find out that this is going on.
Right.
Dun, 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 dun. I pretty much think they sealed their own fate already.
Yes.
But I'll go on here. Scout leader Peter Robert Stabal, number two, I mean, there's two of these devils, was sentenced to 21 years for sexually abusing four scouts from 2003 to 2008 and possessing child pornography.
But we need homosexuals
right.
and Boy Scouts.
And we'll get to that in just a second here. Douglas Smith Jr., there's two of those devils, too, who ran the Child Abuse Prevention Program for the Boy Scouts of America, was sentenced to 8 years in federal prison for trafficking child pornography on the Internet. Friends, if you have not seen conspiracyofsilence.com, go online. Conspiracy of Silence talks about these political hierarchies who think that they're above the law in your government that are known pedophiles. Concerning Boys Town in Nebraska, it's the sickest thing you've ever heard of or seen, friends. Oh. Attacking the church in Canada. Oh, but the homosexuals are rejoicing here, aren't they? No, you just need to look no further than those that are advocating the crimes through pretended legislation to know who's committing the crimes, friends. You want to know who the pedophiles are? Who's advocating this kind of behavior?
Who's tolerating a lot?
The historic vote by the Boy Scouts of America National Council Thursday to allow open homosexual youth in the program but exclude homosexual adult leaders has left people on both sides of the issue unhappy. On whose side? Huh? I thought the Boy Scouts didn't want them there in the first place.
The Boy Scouts.
But they caved.
Yes.
So now we can have homosexual youth in the program. And that's not good enough. Now the adults want to be a part of the program, too.
I wonder why.
Well, who's the victim here? Do it our way or else. California, the Democratic State Senator Ricardo Lara says that despite the vote, he will continue to push a resolution that would revoke the Boy Scouts of America's tax-exempt status to ensure that discrimination in any form does not exist, not in our state, not on our dime. Folks, the man needs to be thrown in jail. Guilty of the crime. I will try to revoke Boy Scouts of America's tax exempt status to ensure that discrimination in any form does not exist. Who's committing? Who's advocating discrimination? They are. Who's doing it?
Mm-hmm.
They are.
And these are the people that the Boy Scouts just tried to appease. Now they're finding out this isn't what it was about at all.
I've heard that before.
Just leave us alone, gay people, please.
People that are not ruled by the law, they don't have limits, friends. The homosexual rights group, GLAAD, said it, and other like-minded activist groups will now encourage gay youth to participate in the Boy Scouts. But spokesman Ross Murray said the ban on gay adult leaders is still a major barrier for many families and organizations. Really? Who?
Yeah, I'm wondering that, too.
It's like the homosexuals are the victim of who? I haven't seen it yet.
So we're barriering the pedophiles from being a part of Boy Scouts.
Really?
And we need to assist the pedophiles. It's not their fault. They're pedophiles. Do you see where this is going, where it's always been going?
It is.
And they will not stop until they get there unless they are dealt with.
Oh, well, Jake, it's just the kids.
Just the Boy Scouts.
Just the kids. Hey, listen, he hopes the Washington Post reported that as homosexual youth demonstrate their dedication to the program, hopefully it can change the culture of the organization from the inside. Oh, now it's a homosexual organization.
Yeah, what needs to be changed?
By the way, it's Christian-based, friend.
Yes.
So who are they attacking again? Here we go. Meanwhile, a coalition of members of the Boy Scouts of America who actively oppose the policy change said it is considering forming an alternative scouting organization.
The homos are?
The Boy Scouts, those that have protested the policy change,
yep.
They're talking about just getting an organization just for the homosexuals. See, these are also the people...
just for the with to ban it, a new starting a new Boy Scouts per se that bans gays again.
No, I get that. Meanwhile, a coalition of members of the Boy Scouts of America who actively oppose the policy change say it is considering forming an alternative scouting organization. Mm-hmm. Of course. But what I'm saying is they're being pushed out of their own organization.
Exactly.
They're being pushed out of their own organization, and that's not good enough. Friends, they're victims of the law, and until you make reference to the law, nothing's going to change. Many Americans around the country will find it difficult to support the Boy Scouts of America. Of course, a huge percentile, friends. Mm-hmm.
I would.
Why did the Boy Scouts bow in the first place? Yeah, because look inside of the Boy Scouts,
right.
Friends.
Those that are making that decision. I called every one of the board members, and I gave them a piece of my mind. I grew up in Boy Scouts, blah, 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 blah. I called them all and told them that. What I would do if I was a Boy Scout leader, I called my old Boy Scout leader. What's the deal? What's going on? Obviously, the media is having a heyday. A lot of the details are left out. But the bottom line is this little ring of leaders buckled on this.
Little.
And they tried. That's exactly right.
Yes.
So if I had a troop or I was a leader or any of those things, I would sue them. I would say, I am not leaving the Boy Scouts. You are going to change. We're ousting you.
But what's interesting here, Jake, is they're the ones that are being sued.
Yes.
Because they will not tolerate
side of it.
And folks, next is the church.
Yep, that's right.
Because they're going to come in and say, now you're either going to do it our way, because if you think you're going to do it God's way, we're going to sue you.
Yep.
You know what? I ain't moving.
That's right. And look at that. 70% of Boy Scouts troops are run by church groups.
Of course! Of
70%! So you're telling me 70% of these church group Boy Scouts can't stand up and say, guys on the board? You're done. You're fired, reversal, and get back to Boy Scouts.
I'm trying to figure out the two guys that got together to compromise and to agree on what they already knew was wrong in the first place.
How they had the pull to get it this far.
Well, the media's right there to try to do this, of course. You know, but they can't help themselves, Jake.
Of course not.
Folks, listen to what I'm telling you. These homosexuals, they just can't help themselves.
No,
they can't help. These adult homosexuals, they just can't keep their hands off of kids.
It's about love.
Totally. Many Americans around the country will find it difficult to support the Boy Scouts of America after this decision, said John Stemberger, founder of OnMyHonor.net. Despite this setback, we will look to the future. Okay? We grieve today not because we are faced with leaving scouting, but because the Boy Scouts of America has left us. That's exactly right. They have departed from principles, friends.
Yep. And if we can just consolidate, it's like our government right now. Our government is not bad. It's those in government, that minority in government, that make it bad. If we can just target those and throw them out, then there's the problem solved.
Hey, President Barack Hussein Obama has empowered federal employees, friends, in your government, 225 homosexuals and transvestites. And don't forget about Alina Kagan, friends, who queerified Harvard. Listen, this is my last point concerning gay activists want much more from Boy Scouts. Listen carefully. Its leadership has turned its back on 103 years of abiding by a mission to prepare young people to make ethical and moral choices, he said. Instead, it is embarking on a pathway of social experimentation that we believe will place at risk the very youth the organization is entrusted to serve, while rendering as hollow the tenets of the Scout Oath. That's the whole objective. Once they go in and destroy that, then they're going to look for something else to destroy, friends.
And notice where it started. This is a segue. Boy Scouting is a segue for young kids to then embrace service to their country, military, i.e. any other type of service.
Yep. So of course, how do you weaken a nation? Demoralize them, dude.
Go straight for the military.
Common sense.
What does this guy in office do? Go straight for the military, destroy that, pervert that, and then take it a step down to the kids. Because the kids is the goal, period.
Well, Barney Frank, a known pedophile, Paul Benassi, who used to fly to his house as a young kid, 11 to 13 years old, used to be sodomized in his basement. He was the guy that said, if you think that we're radical now, you haven't seen nothing yet, in so many words. Compromise, my friends, is but the sacrifice of one right or good in the hope of retaining another, too often ending in the loss of both.
Right.
Of course.
Here you have it.
The objective of this administration is to destroy at all costs. And what is he doing? He's taking the baser sort that will upend the Constitution, and he'll empower them to destroy who you are. And that's exactly what's happening today, friends, especially if you sit back and allow it.
The old analogy of the man in the Civil War, he's going to make friends with both sides. The Boy Scouts tried to say, no gay leaders, only gay kids. We're going to compromise. And what happened? The guy in the Civil War wore a top from the South and pants of the North. He got shot from the North in his top, and he got shot in the pants from the South. Why? You can't win. You make two enemies. You're going to be destroyed.
That's right.
Same thing the Boy
Scouts
did.
It's best to be on God's side, friends.
Amen.
You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to give you this allegory, friends. Second to none, talking about the topic of prayer. You'll love it. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I love the Sons of Liberty show. I'm glad to hear the take from a couple of constitutional scholars, patriotic Americans, rather than internationalist subversive talking heads.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Call 1-866-233-0747.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Trying to make you aware of issues, friends, that are destroying your country. You want to see your country destroyed and judged? Advocate homosexuality and child sacrifice. It's called abortion, friends. That's the quickest way to do it. And you got both of them in operation in your country today. And it's just a little leaving that's leaving in the whole
lot. That's it. It's just a little. I mean, we just talked about the board. Oh, the board took a vote. How many board members is that? I think there was like 10. 10 people made a decision for the entire Boy Scouts of America?
Yeah. Well, let's go to the 10 people then. Let's find out where the leaving is. Because rest assured, you got something going on in some of the members, friends.
And you know, Carrie just brought up a point, one of the producers, as we went. If the homos want their own, you know, if they want to be in Boy Scouts, then start your own homo Boy Scout organization. Let's see how many people join. Boy Scouts for homos. Do you think any parents are going to let their kids, little boys, go be a part of a little homo club for boys? You know, go learn how to make campfires and camp in tents with men.
Well, it'll be none of that. It will be none of that.
It'll be what they really want.
It'll be there to demoralize. Of course.
That's right.
I'm so sick and tired of the topic, friends. But what you have to pay attention to is the fact that who are the people that are being empowered, that are being empowered right now to destroy friends? Mm-hmm. You know, just yesterday, I seen someone posted Bradley Dean and Alex Jones under attack from Rachel Maddow.
Yep.
Well, hey, Alex, I just got to say this, bro. Are we in agreement with a lot of things? Yes, of course we are. But I just got to say to you, you know, she's sick. She can't help herself,
it's
Alex.
Just, you know, it's one of those.
Come on, dude. I mean, there's nothing wrong.
She was born that way.
Totally.
Wait, come on.
Alex, there's nothing wrong. She just,
quit picking on her.
Yeah, exactly. Don't want to be picking on her because.
Or him or whatever.
I mean, although we heard Alex called her a witch, and that's, you know, it's, you know.
So do you think that has anything to do with the perversion in her own life, that then she would take the truth and pervert it and then take what other people say
and pervert it? The question is, so Alex, is she lying about you?
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel? But she can't help herself. She doesn't know how to tell the truth.
That's right.
She's picking up all of her talking points from George Soros and Media Matters.
Yep.
Now, that's normal. That's American, right?
Oh, definitely.
Are you starting to get my vibe here, friends? She can't help herself.
Yep. Just born
that she's
way.
Sick and she can't help herself. No, if she can't help herself, then she belongs in jail.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Oh, well, maybe I can help myself a little.
Yeah.
We don't need to go to jail. I'll do something.
But come on. She's violating the law.
Right.
She's sick. She's putting jihads on people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's normal? And you have a system that says that's okay? You have an injustice department that's advocating the very acts of tolerance? And if you don't accept homosexuality, then you're intolerant?
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that are intolerant, friends.
Yep.
Isn't that right, Alex?
Intolerant against
Just wanted
truth.
To make sure you understood what I was saying. Maybe we should do a show on it about how you're getting attacked by her now. Maybe you have a little bit more understanding now as to what the issues are. And the issues are, Alex, these folks ain't right. Are they? They're there to upend your sovereignty. Have you figured that much out yet? That's why this administration is picking the baser sort to do the destroying, to do the biddings of this administration, because they know who will do it. They're not ruled by law. Neither is this administration. Alex, come on, bro. We're in this thing together. Wake up, dude. Regardless if you get this message or not, which you probably will. I know you listen to my radio show. But I think the bottom line is, this friend, is we're in this together, and you need to realize who your enemies are. And if our founding forefathers said that our Constitution is made for a religious and a moral people, and it's totally inadequate to the government of any other, then we need to know those are the people that are enemies to our republic. And you can't say, well, they're not everybody's like that. No. God said that homosexuality is an abomination, friend. He's right. We're wrong. And when we come to terms with God that way, we're in a good place.
Mm-hmm.
And we can see without fail, when we look back in history, after countries are destroyed, God was exactly right. And he was faithful, and he was standing right there warning us, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yep. So when it comes down to man's opinion, I don't care what you have to say. I care what the Lord has to say, because that's how you set the precedent. If you try to go out of the scope of God's word, you're going to fail, and you're going to fail miserably.
Okay.
And those that advocate crimes against God, let me say it this way, you think you win, when in the end, look in history, you never win. That's why we're here today fighting the good fight of faith.
Yep. Throw your rocks at heaven all you want.
That's right. And what did the Lord say in the book of Proverbs? That the seed of the righteous shall endure forever. We're still here, aren't we? 6,000 years later, we're not going anywhere. So friends, those that listen to Alex, let him know. We need to do a radio show. He needs to come to terms. Justice is the guardian of liberty. If he was lied about by Rachel Maddow on MSNBC, then he needs to take it to him. That's what needs to happen. Just like in this Trayvon Martin case, when MSNBC got involved in, what did they do? They omitted the radio.
Tape twisting.
That's exactly what they did. They omitted the portion of what the individual said. What was his name?
George Zimmerman.
Yeah, George Zimmerman said to make it out to be a racist issue. And where did that come from? That came from the Attorney General's office. Who's advocating that?
Yep.
They were letting George go, and then all of a sudden he got involved, and now all of a sudden it's a case still.
Yep.
Who's playing the race card? He is.
That's right.
And then when they found out he wasn't a white guy, I wonder how that's working out for him. And then MSNBC gets involved by stirring the whole thing up. Well, then he says he's going to get his lawyers involved and go after MSNBC.
Good.
He's got a clear-cut case.
Mm-hmm.
Sue him!
That's pretty obvious.
If that's what they want, sue him! And until you do sue him, they're going to do it to somebody else. Folks, MSNBC is sicking jihads on whoever they feel like it. And the administration sitting back watching it and advocating the crimes. And so is Media Matters. They're the ones giving the talking points, friends. My gosh. Wake up. Someone get that over to Alex for me, would you please? Hopefully we'll do a show on this together. My ability is not within myself. My ability is how my father shows himself on my behalf, showing himself strong on my behalf. So we'll see how strong he is in the coming days in Jesus' name. Or let's put it this way. If there is a failure, it's on my part, not on his. Listen to this. Did you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I would, actually. Folks, if you want to be a part of that and you want to engage in it, people have been writing articles about it all week about this lawsuit that we have with Rachel Maddow and MSNBC. Folks.
Yeah, I don't have time for this. Let's just go finish
it
up.
As you become a part of that, you make a donation to that cause. Folks, we're intending to see this through. We're not intending on, well, a judge, this, you know, they just think this. There's freedom of speech. You know, people could say, no, you don't have freedom to break the law. You don't have freedom to lie about somebody. You don't have freedom to say something that is so outlandish that then a person gets death threats.
You
and
mean,
that's what's happened here
like,
in this case.
You mean
Rachel
like
Maddow.
Michelle Bachmann and Bradley Dean are calling for the upping of the bloodshed?
Yep.
Of the homosexuals, in America's culture wars,
yep.
Because the Christians aren't doing enough to kill the gays.
That is what she said about Bradley and about Michelle Bachmann.
That's right.
Now, is that
and another
tolerable?
Preacher, by the way.
I mean, if you're accusing somebody of wanting to sick a jihad, if you will.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was a quote,
I do suggest
unquote,
a lawful jihad against the homosexuals that are committing crimes against our children.
Of course.
By the way, that's my objective. Get off the young people.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And they don't ever explained that part, but once America finds out it is about the young people, it's not about homos being happy and married and having children. It ain't about that at all. It's all about your kid. It is about children, actually.
That's exactly right. Like
kids.
The two that were just busted
right.
sodomizing
That's
their
right.
nine foster children.
And go
yeah.
over to France. France embraced this homo marriage concept because, well, people can love each other. Then guess what the next step was? We want to adopt children.
That's right.
Why?
Right away.
Why? Because you can't have children, first of all. We know that already because it's against nature. But secondly, why do you want those children? And then how many millions of people showed up in Paris to protest against homos getting
That's right.
kids?
That's right.
Because they finally figured
and,
it out
way,
what it was about.
And marriage, too. That's and right. it's happening over on in Canada. Yeah. But the state-run media is helping advocate destroying the countries that they themselves are a part of.
Yeah.
They just don't know it yet.
Yeah, it's their country, right?
Yeah.
Freedom of speech.
Yeah, from the beginning of our history, the country has been affected and afflicted with compromise. It is by compromise that human rights have been abandoned. Friends, we stick to the plan. We stick to the rules of our Constitution, our Republic, which is founded on the Mosaic Institution. Read the Declaration of Independence. We stay there. We stand there. We hold our post. We don't move. We don't bend. We don't bow. And therefore, we don't burn.
Yep. Capitol Hill Outsider just did a great piece on this, folks. And I'm encouraging you to be a part of this suit. Take action against the liberal media. That's what Bradley is doing. That's what this ministry is doing, the Sons of Liberty. Because we're saying you cannot do that. It is against the law, and we're willing to back that up through force, legal force, that is. Go make a donation today. We're incentivizing. There's three categories of donations. You give $25, you get a Prayer That Rocks the Capitol DVD. You give $50, you get our My War DVD series, which is normally $60-$65, I can't recall. You give $100, you get a constitutional silver dollar that's worth $32. And be part of this cause. See, folks, this isn't about just Bradley suing Rachel Maddow and this ministry. It's about what we're standing for. This is a levy that we have to hold back. We have to win on this. I'm talking about you, the listener. So when you make your donation, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and make that donation today and empower justice for truth's sake because it is about your kids. They will see. It is about the future when they look back and say these people were willing to fight for us just like we look back to the founding fathers and God blessed even the memory of them. He needs to do the same through you in this country, folks. It's time even now. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Look at the Capitol Hill Outsider article. And also go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Make your donation and be a part of this change now, this restoration.
The Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It is an instrument for the people to restrain the government, lest it come to dominate our lives and interests. Sons of Liberty, Patrick Henry.
If you get
Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. call. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.